Facebook.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this hump day Wednesday, February 19th, 2025 edition. I want to say happy birthday to Toria, our granddaughter. I believe she's what, 23 today, Vicky? 23, I think. Mike is probably listening. He can tell us. Happy birthday, sweetie. Great granddaughter up here in Traverse City. Excited about what she's doing with her life, and got to spend some time with her this past week. Really, really enjoyed it. Our granddaughter. Did I say great-granddaughter? No, Emmy's our great-granddaughter and all the other ones. Yeah. Granddaughter, not great-granddaughter. She's not that young. Happy birthday to you. Kind of interesting. The One Fair Wage Group, Progress Michigan. Man, these people just will not give this thing up. If the Michigan legislature again amends the minimum wage and paid sick leave laws before the Supreme Court's implementation, which is this Friday, it's opening itself to the same type of legal action that doomed its adopt and amend strategy of 2018, according to a prominent communist University of Michigan law professor. Monday, Samuel Bagenstos, a former Biden administration official, submitted a letter to House Speaker Matt Hall, as well as Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, advising them not to change the court order reforms before Friday. He's arguing that the legislature must wait until the next legislative session after an election before it can amend and adopt the citizens' initiative. Not an attorney. Sorry, I don't care if you're a former Biden administration official. They are not adopting and amending the citizens' initiative, sir. They're changing the Supreme Court's legislating from the bench opinion. Completely different. Back in the day, you guys got your signatures for this fair living wage, $15 an hour, blah, 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 paid sick time, blah, 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 blah. Tried to put it on the ballot. The Republicans at the time adopted it and then turned around in the same legislative session and amended it. That's not what they're doing here. What they're doing here is changing the opinion from the Michigan Supreme Court, which, by the way, they cannot legislate from the bench. So go ahead. Let's go to court on this one. One of the things that he's also arguing is because the original initiatives that they collected signatures for called for a 205-day waiting period for employers to prepare to comply, the Michigan Supreme Court, back in their July 2024 ruling, their opinion, matched, mirrored the same 205-day period before their ruling became effective. For the legislature to amend these initiatives now, and not initiative, sir, Supreme Court ruling, before letting them take effect, would once again sidestep the people's reserved power, wrote Bagenstos, the Democrats' unsuccessful 2018 Supreme Court nominee. Okay, so let's go down this legal rabbit hole just a little bit further. Two mobile billboards are circling around the Michigan State Capitol this week, urging Governor Gretchen Whitmer to reject any bill that would speed up the state's $15 an hour minimum wage increase, moving it to 2027. And also that would phase in tip wages to restaurant workers for their minimum wage to go to 50% by 2031. The efforts are part of the One Fair Wages last grasp effort to derail Senate Bill 8, which the House is scheduled to concur with today. The Senate is considering State Representative Jay DeBoyer's of Clay Township's House Bill 4002, which also amends the paid sick leave law. The bills are now being tie-barred together. What does that mean? Well, it means that both need to pass and be signed in order for the other one to take effect. You can't just pass one and sign it into law. You have to pass both and sign both into law. One fair wage, this group. Who are they? Well, they're backed by the union. They want the state Supreme Court's phase-in of minimum wage and paid sick leave laws from 2018 to take effect on Friday. Folks, that's in 2 days. Well, one of the people in opposition is Angela Madden. She came and gave testimony during the committee hearings. She represents state's ambulance services. She fears that if House Bill 4002, DeBoyer's bill, isn't passed, signed into law, sick day absences on emergency services, busy days, busiest days will rise. When are those? National holidays, when the people don't have to go to work, 4th of July, the sandbar, Torch Lake, Labor Day. Well, all of a sudden, if these paid sick days are going into effect on Friday, she's afraid that the ambulance service drivers, EMTs, when it comes to the craziest days of the year, well, guess what? I'm not coming in. That will absolutely hurt, according to Madden, hurt our ability to provide very important life-saving services on the busiest days of the year. She goes, for example, quote, what's going to happen on the 4th of July when everybody calls in sick? End quote, said Madden. It's a beautiful, dry, warm summer day. Fireworks are going off. We end up with many fire-related issues. There's also a lot of traumas that occur. Heart attacks and strokes. And now we won't have any emergency services people calling in sick that day will not come into work. She went on to explain, non-first responders. July 4th in Michigan, usually a day it's spent at the lake. However, for the services she represents, it's a day full of boating accidents, drunk driving, car accidents, all linked to heavy holiday traffic. Madden is the executive director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services. Madden signed off on a letter calling for an exemption for emergency response agencies to be implemented prior to the new Earned Sick Time Act being implemented. Also, other leaders, Michigan Association Chief of Police, Michigan Association of Fire Chiefs, State's Communication Directors Association representing 911 call-in centers. All of these people are against it. When it comes to public safety professionals who have union representation, the court order changes won't impact their collective bargaining agreements until after this current contract expires. Then they will have to meet the standards put forward by the Michigan Supreme Court. You know, one thing I don't get, and I guess this has got to go to court. How can the Michigan Supreme Court legislate from the bench? Now we've got the judicial branch acting no different than what Ian Murphy described in hour number two as the executive branch legislating. What part of only the legislature do these two areas, branches of government, not understand here in Michigan? Well, I'm just going to tell it like it is. It's because they're controlled by Democrats. Democrats control the executive branch. Democrats control the judicial branch. When you've got activists, liberal, progressive, communist, socialist judges on our Michigan Supreme Court, you end up with these kind of rulings. You end up with these kind of decisions. They don't understand that they can't legislate, but they did. So what's happening right now? The House Republican leadership, the Senate Democrat leaders are trying to work toward a compromise, minimizing the full impact of the Supreme Court's decision. But guess what? Time's running out. Today and tomorrow is the only 2 days they'll be in Lansing. Friday, when this goes into effect, they won't even be there. Unless they decide to stay over. And I don't think that's going to happen. We'll see. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Patel.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-5400. 800-288-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to greatly appreciate everybody who sent prayers, text messages, everything you guys did for us. Greatly appreciate it. Vicki will be heading back to work tomorrow. She will be actually be taking minutes for the county commissioners meeting tomorrow night in Bel Air. One of the people heading down to the state convention that will be participating in the Friday night caucuses. Let me explain the process. Friday night, Saturday. For you new delegates that maybe have never gone before, we are basically going back to the pre-China virus way of doing our state conventions. 13 congressional districts break out in individual smaller size rooms. We're not in the big convention center where we'll be on Saturday. Friday night, you do your district business. As a matter of fact, you're not even operating under the Michigan Republican Party's rules. That doesn't take place until 9 o'clock Saturday morning. 9 o'clock Saturday morning when we show up to go to the state convention, the first thing they do is adopt the rules for the state convention, suspending all of your congressional district rules, even your county party rules. Everything gets suspended. You agree to be a captive participant. That's the technical term of what you are. You're captive, committed to being there, doing the business of the Michigan Republican Party Corporation. Basically participating in a stockholders meeting. That's what you have to understand what this is. Now, backing the bus up, when you go down as a voting precinct delegate representing your county, Friday night, it's all about district. The first congressional district leadership team, Dare Rendon chair, and all the other good folks that did such a great job, in my opinion, in the 2024 cycle, are asking to be reelected. Christian Marcus, state committee, other folks. Too many, 25 of them to name. I'm not going to do it here. My opinion, vote for Dare Rendon's slate. The first slate that is put up is the one you should vote for. They've done a great job in 2024. I know they'll do a great job this year leading into the 2026 election. The other slate, save the first. Yeah, I don't even know any of these people. I know two of them. Melanie Greenfield and Tom Stillings. Other than that, I don't know anybody. So, you will be presented a slate, possibly in your district. Or you may choose to do a different route where you guys take nominations for the floor. Plan to be there until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Caucus starts at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the first, hopefully, God willing, rules get adopted. The process goes forward. We'll be in and out of there in about 15 minutes. We're going to eat all the hors d'oeuvres at the parties. The Fighting First is dead. We're not doing it that way anymore. We are going to make sure that we expedite and get out of there as quickly as possible so we can enjoy our Friday night. Saturday morning, we'll be back bright and early to start the convention at 9 o'clock. I'm praying and hoping to God that this thing is done by noon. There's no reason for this to take very long either in electing a new chair and co-chair of the state party. New state committee members, people that have done a great job, reelected, we're going to get out of there and get home back to Northern Michigan on the weekend. So that's the plan. That's what we're looking at. So as a person perhaps going down there for the first time, you'll perhaps experience something that is completely different than any other convention you've heard about. If you have any questions about it, send me a text. Give me a phone call while you're down at state convention. If I got good cell service, I can answer. I'll take care of your questions down there. But Vicky and I will be down there Friday night, participating in the first district, and then attending the state convention on Saturday, and then coming back home. So greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, give me a text, give me a call while we're in Detroit. Be glad to answer them for you. Last thing I'd like to mention for today, we're down to about the last 200 rear window stickers. We need these on your vehicles. So please text me your first name, your last name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you can pledge to put these stickers on and start driving around town as a mobile billboard for the radio station. Greatly appreciate if you guys would do that. We got to get these out of the box, in the mail, to you. We need better ratings, we need more sponsors, and we need people to know about the radio station. So if you haven't done it yet, put a sticker on your vehicle. I would consider it a personal favor if you would do it for me. Curtis Gunsmithing has a few stickers. Dr. Gary Willey's office in Sheboygan has some. Go in, visit them. Get a sticker, put it on your vehicle. Well, that's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm.